614, hot today, highs near 90, turning windy tomorrow, highs of 86, and get ready, here comes the cold front. Lows Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, 52 North Shore, 58 South Shore. Highs Wednesday only of 70. And then Wednesday night, Thursday morning, lows of 44 on the North Shore, 56 on the South Shore. And this could stay that way for a couple of days until really the weekend when it starts to warm up a little bit. So that's good news. Bad news is, well, what happened yesterday in the Dome. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Did you in any way foresee what happened yesterday before, you know, as we hear that psychic foolishness, but did you in any way think it was going to turn out like that?
No, not to that extent, but, man, you look at it when a team rushes for 277 yards and averages 7.9 yards a carry, you know, you ain't winning many games. And talent to me is an effort thing, okay? And that's all about effort. And you didn't see it yesterday defensively. It was a crazy first half, though, where it was totally dominating the first quarter by the Bucs. Mm-hmm. And man, then the Saints came running back with it. I don't understand, and even today with a win by the Bucs, why you got away from rushing the football. Mm-hmm. You know, because Baker Mayfield was hot in the first quarter, but he cooled off big time in the second quarter. You know, why you got away from the run if you're averaging 8 yards a pop? Again, that's minute, but I just thought it was a poor overall effort in the second half, and you got blown out, and you got physically beat on both sides of the football.
So that's what's got me scratching my head, is how can they play like they did in the first half and then have a lack of effort in the second half? And, you know, I got people texting, and I don't think anybody knows about, you know, St. Dennis Allen's lost the locker room. I don't know what's going on in the locker room, that this is a problem, that's a problem. I don't know. I'm not there. I can tell you that the tackling is poor, 16 missed tackles. That speaks for itself. But I don't understand how you can be so – and I'm so optimistic. Listen to Bobby at halftime. I was optimistic like he was. And then all of a sudden it goes to hell. How can that happen?
Well, that's why they play the game. Mm-hmm. But you know, this isn't the first time we've seen it. But, Tommy, I think when you start to sort of see an unraveling on your side of the field, okay, because defense is Dennis Allen's baby, mm-hmm. Okay? That's his part of the game on defense. We've seen this back-to-back weeks now. Back-to-back. The Bucs, what they did running the football and scoring touchdowns in the red zone, the Chiefs didn't do a lot of – they weren't great in the red zone. They sort of settled – for the field goal instead of the touchdown. But this is back-to-back weeks. Teams have moved the football up and down the field and rushed the ball on you. Now, I mean, that's never good when you start to lose your side of the ball. If this was you playing great defense and your offense wasn't scoring, that part is on Clint Kubiak and his offensive scheme, his play calling. But now this has swung dramatically the past couple weeks, because you look at the Eagles game, you couldn't cover Goddard, I get that, and you gave up a couple of big plays, but you gave up one touchdown. In Atlanta, you didn't give up any offensive touchdowns, zero. And now, you know, you see kind of the onslaught was what happened since then. That you've given up a lot of yardage, you got a lot of missed tackles, and it looked ugly, really ugly in the second half. And in watching it, you wondered a little bit about the effort. Mm-hmm. You can say, "Oh, my guys give great effort," okay, but you can convince your lying eyes that they're wrong. Because that was a terrible effort game in the second half with the Saints on defense.
So here's my question. If, say, for example, I know that tomorrow that I'm going to sit down with Diane Newman, my boss, and we're going to listen to every minute of what we do today, and she's going to say, oh, you did this right, you didn't do that right, wait, let's go back and listen to that again. I'm going to be doing my very, very best. And the only reason I bring that up is that's what happens when they watch tape of the game, right? So if I'm just sloughing or not paying attention or, you know, not prepared for whatever it is that I have to do, it's going to be apparent. That's certainly going to be the case with game video from the NFL. So how can there not be the – that's what I don't understand. Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly. And not only are you having that tape out for your team, everybody else sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the thing about, well, they've given up. Okay, if I want to continue this profession, which pays me a lot of money, a lot,
mm-hmm.
am I going to put out bad tape for somebody else to see it? Okay, you got to think about that, that not only are you performing for your team, but if I'm not here next year or in 2 weeks or whatever, I'm, you know, that tape's out there for everybody else to see that I'm not doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little bit different than maybe, I would say, 95% of the professions in this world, where a lot of people really don't see your prep time or what you do. They may see the end result, mm-hmm. but they don't see the prep time and everything involved with it. For a Saints or an NFL team, you're seeing that in front of your very eyes.
And you might be able to.
Other employees see it, too.
You might be able to fool maybe the fans, but the people that are in the profession, they know if you're prepared or not. They know what the hell you're doing and what you're supposed to be doing and what you're doing or not doing. So let me take a break.
Bingo.
Mike. We'll pick it up when we come back here. 621, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Mike Dettelier, who's got a long day. He's nice enough to join us early. Then he'll be second-guessing live on location, Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. They're going to size up the Saints' Week 6 performance against the Bucks. Rather, recap LSU's battle with Ole Miss, 6:30. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and a special guest. Then followed at 7, Director of Team Nutrition Jamie Meeks. The Monday Night Football, Bills, the Jets on WWLAMFM.com, live on the free Odyssey app. The Jets with a new coach, but those of you thinking that's going to happen here, I don't think it will. We'll see when we return. 6:22 now, traffic, WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier, talking about the Saints' debacle in the Dome yesterday. I think that's accurate. Mike, can you remember last time the Saints got just beat up and beat down this badly?
It's been quite a few years, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You've seen this type of whipping. And so, you know, we got sort of spoiled with, you know, with Peyton throughout the years, and that they really played well in the Dome. But, man, that was a real beatdown, physically beatdown. And this isn't a team that's really noted for running the football.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part about it. The Bucs are not known league-wide as a team that really sort of pounds the rock on you. And so that really sort of raises the eyebrows a little bit, that they were able to come in here and do it. And it's not like, you know, they had that reputation coming in.
You know, I was watching this yesterday, and I think of an analogy. You know how sometimes you see these shows, these medical shows, where the doctor says, I got to find the bleeder. I got to find where the bleeder is and stop it. Well, the NFL is like that, except they got to find the bleeder so they can slice it wide open, right?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, if you see something that's not being done right, you go after it. Okay, this isn't peewee football or junior high school ball. This is professional sports. And when something's not going right, they attack it. And not only kind of break the link of the chain, they want to break the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it yesterday. They went after it in the second half of that game, And the other thing, too, defensively, and we'll talk, I think, a little bit more about it, certainly about Spencer Rattler, but they didn't let him cut the field off in half. Like, he had success in the second quarter of that game because he was kind of rolling out, and he would throw, but the field was cut in half, and he was throwing at a designated area. Todd Bowles said, enough of that. Mm-hmm. We coming after him. We making him move. And that's how you shut that down real quick.
And that's one thing that really bugged me. It appeared to me, and you never know, right, from the TV shots. I don't know what the hell was going on, but it appeared at some point as though Todd Bowles and some of the Tampa Bay staff was kind of laughing at the Saints and the effort. Did you get that or not?
I think they knew that what they had, they will go continue to see, and why shouldn't I continue to go after it?
Mm-hmm.
They knew the Saints could not stop them running the football.
Kind of like a cat that ate the canary look, I guess is what I'm looking
at. Yeah, it's almost like, okay, we got them now, and we're not letting off the accelerator. Okay, because they're not known for a team to put up tons of points on an opponent. And, man, they just kept putting their foot on the accelerator. And, hey, am I in that spot? I do it too.
Yep, and for those that, again, I think everybody understands this, but the NFL, it's like, again, a doctor, they're going to, a paramedic, they're going to find the wound. They're going to find, okay, where is it here? Okay, good. Let me put my heel in it. That's pretty much the way the NFL is, and it's a competitive thing, and it's professional sports. It's the way it should be. Take a break. Talk with Mike Moore when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettillier. He'll be second-guessing with Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper Casino this evening, 4 o'clock in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. So Colin Sanders quoted as saying, I could have rushed, talking about himself, for 60, 70 yards off broken tackles. We need to tackle better, start a fixing a problem, tackling better than everything else will come. But we're not going to stop nobody if we're not tackling the ball when we hit them the first time. I don't know what he means by tackling the ball, but before you go for the ball, you got to make the tackle, right? But either way, 16 missed tackles yesterday, 12 against the Chiefs, 10 before the Falcons. The NFL is watching, and they know, so you got a short week. I don't know. You know, Dennis Allen was talking about bad angles to the ball technique. I don't know how you change that in 3 days, or right?
Because you don't. You don't. I mean, basically, you know, you got a day to heal. You go through the walkthroughs. You're not practicing tackling on a Wednesday before a Thursday game. Okay, that is all about effort, Tommy. I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. That's what tackling is all about, effort. It's not like the first time they've made a tackle in a game. It's an effort situation. And so you can talk about bad angles, and sometimes that does happen. You got athletes that can make you look bad. But yesterday, that really wasn't the case. A great example was Baker Mayfield throws the football 3 yards downfield to Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. And it was like a pinball. He went and hit, or he got guys that hit him, maybe three or four, but none of them even wrapped up trying to tackle him. It was like a pinball shot. Bang, bang, and then he's out into the open field. That isn't about the right angle. They had the angle on him. But the effort part wasn't good. It doesn't matter how you cut it and how you sugarcoat it. It was all about effort. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen this, and that is not a good sign when that happens on the head coach's side of the ball.
So why? First of all, you know, I like to turn down the sound and listen to Mike and Deuce and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. And when you sync it up, you realize they're seeing the same thing that you're seeing. And you could hear the resignation in Mike Haas's voice, and he'll score because he kind of, you could see it. It's like no effort, nobody stop him. Where does the effort, why no effort? That's what I'm asking. I don't understand that, because we started this hour by talking about it's on tape. Everybody can see it. You don't want your peers to see this. Oh, and by the way, it's on television as well. So why no effort? I don't understand this. I can't, my mind won't.
That's the mystery of sports. It really is. That's the mystery part of it. It's the same thing last week. The Jets fire Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Woody Johnson has never been, as an owner, has never done that before in his life. Never. The last time the Jets had a coach that didn't finish the season, you got to go back to 1976. Mm. Lou Holtz, he wasn't fired. He quit on the Jets. I think in late November, early December of that year. Somebody gets in their ear, okay? Somebody gets into the ear of the – and they all billionaires now, mm-hmm. so they don't take advice from most people. Somebody got into Woody's ear and said, hey, listen, Saleh's got to go. Well, that somebody's Aaron Rodgers because it was making him look bad. Mm-hmm. Saleh's defense was playing pretty good for the Jets, but their offense stunk. So if you think that the change at head coach is going to change the Jets around, you're kidding yourself. I think there's a certain mentality because players control the locker room. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's the coach that controls the locker room. That might be the case in middle school or high school, but in the pros, it's the players that control that locker room. And that's not going to change with the Jets. And it's all about leadership. It's all about guys that are the leaders in the locker room. If anybody's going to change it, it's them. It's the players. It's not the coaches at this point. That they set the scheme. They set basically the tone. But it's all about players at the professional level.
So they're watching tape, right, of the game, or they're watching the effort on the field, the fellow players are, and at no point does somebody say, bruh, what are you doing? Come on, man. Right?
I'm sure it's being said. But, you know, the worst thing is for some of the leaders on this team, a lot of them are injured. A lot of them aren't even on the field. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes the other issue with it at this point. Everybody's got injuries. I mean, look what happened to the Lions yesterday to lose their best defensive player for the year in Aiden Hutchinson. Now the other leaders on defense, they've got to pick up the slack. Mm-hmm. It's not next man up. There ain't no next man on that team that can do what Hutchinson can do. But it is all about players, Tommy. And I think that is the kind of misperception about the NFL. Coaching does matter. It does matter. But it is also about those guys in the locker room. The leaders in that locker room saying, this isn't going to be acceptable. Either you do it this way or you shouldn't be in that lineup. I'll talk to the coach about it.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about the Rattler, Spencer Rattler as well. 651, 9 till 7. Quick look at traffic, WWL. All right, 656, 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettillier. Mike, let's talk about, you know, and just real quick, before we talk to you again on Friday morning, the Saints will have played Denver and Sean Payton, and that's how short the week is, just to put it in perspective. But before we get to that, get to Spencer Rattler, I don't even know what practice looks like between now and then. You just walk through stuff, put in a game plan? Do you review tape?
Pretty much. You're going through walkthroughs. You're looking at tape. Any injuries you're trying to nurse through to get to Thursday. You're not out there practicing tackling. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not a full-fledged practice. Mm. It can't be. I mean, you're just coming off a game and you got another one. And so it's a real short week of watching film, getting prepared for the Broncos from a standpoint of game plan and sort of a walkthrough. It's not pads or anything like that.
I want to get to Spencer Rattler before we run out of time. Thoughts?
He played better than I thought he would. I will be honest with you. I got a 5-year-old granddaughter that could tell you, well, that's good and bad. Mm-hmm. Okay? Anybody, that's good and bad with veteran players, mm-hmm. so you know it was going to happen to Spencer. But, man, he shows the arm talent, mm-hmm. confidence, a lot of self-confidence, and the ability to make a play off script. I thought he did a pretty good job with all of that. Now, pressure breaks the pipe, and that's what happened in the second half. They were sending more people than the Saints could block, and I'm talking about guys, Tommy, that weren't even touched. Mm. They were just running in. That puts a lot of pressure on you. But I was impressed with Spencer and his self-confidence, his arm talent, and his ability to make something happen when everything around him was starting to break down. I liked what I saw from Spencer Rattler yesterday.
So, looking ahead to Thursday night, I know Sean Payton's got the Broncos ready, I would think. Is Dennis Allen going to have the Saints ready?
Well, I think we're fixing the scene. Now, you're playing another rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I've watched Bo Nix in Denver. There's good and bad with him. So the stuff about, well, it's what I thought, good and bad. Well, anybody can say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be your effort defensively. This is going to be a defensive game because the Broncos are a good defensive team, and they tackle well. They really do. So you're going to have to bring your A game. And you're not going up against a guy with a lot of experience here, is to force and kind of get turnovers. That has got to be a key for the Saints, shorten the field for Spencer Rattler. And this team has got to find a running game. Has to. Because that's been the big difference from the first 2 weeks to what we see today. You had a running game. You got nothing in the running game today.
All right, head coach Dennis Allen, Sean Payton, advantage goes to?
Well, I know both of them want to beat one another, but I know Sean wants it really bad.
All right, Mike. We'll listen for you this afternoon, man. I appreciate your time. Always do. You know that, Mike Dettelier. He'll be on with Bobby Hebert today at 4 o'clock. Second guest live on location, Silver Slipper Casino, beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. They'll talk about LSU and the Saints, naturally, of course. And it's a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and a special guest. And at 7, Director of Team Nutrition, Jamie Meeks. And Monday Night Football, Bills at the Jets, WLAMFM.com, and live on a free Odyssey app. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jeff Pilar. We're going to talk with Jeff Palermo about LSU and the amazing Whit Weeks. Back in a flash, WWL.